我们的心实在都渴慕更多认识基督。
Truly, indeed, our heart wants to know our Jesus Lord more.
认识他的救赎。
To know His salvation more.
叫我们能够享受他的丰富。
So we can enjoy His fullness.
我们读到以弗所书第一章。
The Ephesians chapter 1.
在前半段，这是整句话是保罗的一个颂赞。
This is Paul's proclamation.Praises to the Lord.
那在里面呢，又分成了三个段落。
And they break it down into three parts.
保罗讲到说，叫我们能够得着儿子的名分。
Paul says that we can receive the name for become the children of God.
让父神他的荣耀能够得着称赞。
So the name of our Father in heaven can be glorified.
他讲到说，我们得着神自己成为他是我们的基业。
We receive the Lord Himself becomes our inheritance.
那我们呢也成了神的基业。
We also become His inheritance.
要子神他的荣耀能够得着称赞。
So the Son of God can be glorified.
他继续又接着讲。
And continuously He said,
他说我们得着圣灵在我们身上成为那个印记。
That the Holy Spirit becomes the mark in us.
这个印记是我们得基业的一个凭据。
This is the assurance for us to receive the inheritance from God.
好像是一个保证。
It is like an assurance.
他说，直到神之名被赎。
Until the people of God be saved.
我们知道，让神的荣耀得着称赞。
So the name of our Lord be glorified.
无论是父神、子神和灵神。
Whether it is the Father, the Son, and or the Holy Spirit,
神的荣耀要得着称赞。
The glory of God shall be praised.
保罗接着呢，他告诉我们有一个非常重要的祷告。
And Paul said, continuously said, there's an important prayer.
我想保罗，因为他看见那么大的荣耀。
Because Paul saw such a great glory.
他心里面真的盼望我们能够认识。
So he wants us to understand.And to know.
所以有一个祷告叫做求启示的祷告。
So this prayer is about asking for the revelation.
我们一起来读以弗所书第一章十五节到第十七节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15 to verse 17.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒就为你们不住地感谢神祷告的时候常提到你们求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他第十七节我们再一起来读一下
Let's read 17 together again
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他保罗在这边叫我们祷告
Paul right here tells us to pray
求那赐人智慧和启示的灵
to pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation
把这样的一个灵神赐给我们
To ask God to give us this spirit.
叫我们能够真知道他。
So we may know him better.
叫我们能够真的来认识神。
So we may truly know the Father in heaven.
很多的时候我们知道一些关于一些人的事情。
We sometimes know about other people.
但是我们并不一定真的知道这个人，认识这个人。
But we may not truly know this person.
有些人对于这个姚明哪一场球赛得多少分，他是如数家珍呢。
Some people might know how much point that Yao Ming scored.
但他不一定真的知道他。
But that person might not truly know Yao Ming, this person.
哇，这些日子有些人讲到王建民啊，哇，就是非常的高兴。
Nowadays, they talk about Jianming Wang.
哇，他打了19场胜利，是不是？
Play 19 games.
但是你可以知道关于他的事，你不一定真的知道他。
You might heard about him, but you might not truly know about him.
我们可能知道很多耶稣基督他所行的，他所做的事情。
We may heard about what Jesus did.
从主日学开始就知道好多好多的故事。
From Sunday school, we heard about a lot of story.
但是我们有没有真的知道他
？But do we truly know him?
弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里叫我们向父神来求。
Paul right here says, "Let us ask God
要求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
To ask for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
今天我们要来认识神。
Today we want to come to know God.
我们不是从头脑里面来认识。
Not just through our mind.
不是从我们知识上来认识。
Not through our knowledge.
他要求启示。
But of revelation.
启示到底是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of revelation?
启示就是讲到说有一个幔子今天要被打开来。
Revelation means that this curtain will to be opened.
当这个幔子一打开的时候，
When this curtain is opened,
这个幔内的事情我们就可以知道。
And what's in behind that curtain we will know.
好几次去参加这个孩子们在学校他们有一些的表演。
I participate some of the events that my children had in the school.
在开始之前那个幔子是拉上的。
Before the event started, the curtain was closed.
你可以听见里面好多人在走动。
You can hear what's behind that there are people walking.
好像在安排一些道具。
They're trying to arranging things.
但是呢，你幔子拉着你，并不晓得到底里面是什么样的一个情形。
But before they can open it, you do not know what goes beyond that curtain.
到了一个时候，这个幔子一下打开了。
But once the curtain is open,
哇，一下子都清楚了。
You see everything.
我想我们对神常常我们有点像这样子。
This is like how we see God.
我们有一点好像认识，但是又是认识的不清楚。
We might know him a little bit, but we do not truly know him.
我们知道主耶稣为我们受死。
We know that he died for us.
为我们埋葬。
He buried.
为我们复活。
And he resurrected.
为我们升天。
And he rise to the heaven.
但是今天我们要认识他的时候，我们常常觉得说也看不见也摸不着。
But today we will feel like we cannot see him or we might not be able to touch him.
好像他是远远在高天之上。
Feel like he's far away in heaven.
但是保罗在这里要我们祷告。
But the, Paul wanted us to pray.
叫我们得着启示。
To receive the revelation.
好像那个幕幔要打开。
It's like to open that curtain.
叫我们真的认识这位神他是怎么样的一位神。
So we may truly know what this, Father in heaven is.
最近还有一个姊妹她讲说她一听到这个所谓启示两个字她就不太能够接受。
I have a sister, whenever she heard about this word revelation, I just couldn't understand.
但是今天若不是圣灵的启示,
But today, if it's not through the Holy Spirit,
我们没有办法来认识神的。
We cannot come to know God.
这边所讲的启示不是一些人他得着一个非常奇怪特别的一个梦或者是什么。
The revelation it talks about here is not something that is, intriguing that human receive maybe from their dream.
这边讲到神借着圣灵要把他自己向我们来打开。
It talks about that the Holy Spirit will reveal God himself to us.
在加拉太书里面讲到说神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
The book of Galatians that the Lord says he's willing to reveal his son in us.
若不是神乐意启示他的儿子
If it's not that God was willing to reveal his son to us,
我们无论怎么样去追求寻找
No matter how hard we are seeking him,
我们找不到的
We cannot find him.
我们看见今天在整个世界上
We see this entire world today.
有多少的人他们也盼望能够寻找神
So many people are looking for God.
但是他们花了这么多的力气
And they spend so much effort,
付了这么多的代价,
pay so much price,
可能他们仍然在迷失的里面,
but they're still lost.
今天我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord,
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的心里,
that he is willing to reveal his son to us.
当我们蒙恩得救了以后,
when after we're saved,
主耶稣他进到我们的里面,
Jesus came into our heart.
神就能够在我们的里面向我们来开启
and Jesus can reveal himself in us
叫我们能够认识他
so we can know him better
我们在上个礼拜五的时候读经的时候大家个人讲一点自己蒙恩得救的故事
we had some sharing last Friday Bible study
有人是从小在家里面就是基督徒的家庭从小就得救的
There are some people who are saved when they're very little because of their family background as a Christian family. Some people are saved when they're at the age of 8. Some are saved around
20s.
Some people only saved for 3 years. Some people were just saved. They're all different.
最长的好像有差不多四五十年了。
Some are saved for 40 to 50 years already.
但是我们不管得救了多久。
But、no matter how long we are saved.
我们里面都有一个渴慕。
We have this one longing in our heart.
我愿意更多认识基督。
I would like want to know Jesus more.
我们里面都需要求启示的祷告。
We want to ask for the Spirit of the Revelation.
求神把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐下来。
May the Lord give us the Spirit of Wisdom and Revelation.
我们过去有很多很多的经历。
Maybe we had a lot of experience in the past.
但是这些经历里面，到底是不是我们真的来认识基督呢？
But are those experiences helping us to know the Lord better?
信主久了，我们有很多很多的知识。
We know about a lot about the Lord knowledge wise.
这些知识并不表示我们就真的认识他。
But that does not mean that we truly know him.
我们需要求启示。
How much we need to ask for the revelation.
我想刚刚我们唱的诗歌真的是我们深处的一个祷告。
The hymn we just sang is truly the prayer in our heart.
更多认识基督。
To know him more.
我们看见摩西他曾经也有一个祷告。
Moses once has this prayer.
他求神让他能够看见神的荣耀。
That he asked that he could see the glory of God.
就是他里面有一个渴望，能够更多认识神。
He had this desire to want to know God more.
当然，可能他所求的，他也不知道他求的是什么。
Maybe he couldn't truly know what he was asking for.
因为真的神的荣耀向他显现的时候，摩西可能没有办法存在了。
Because if God truly revealed His glory to Moses, heprobably could not exist.
但是神怎么样显出他的荣耀？
But how did God reveal his glory?
他将摩西藏在那个磐石的穴中。
He hid Moses in the cleft of the rock.
当神经过的时候，
When God passed by,
摩西他能够看见神的背。
He could see the back of God.
好像看见了这么一点点的荣耀。
Maybe just has a little glimpse.
叫他的心得着这么大的满足。
And he had such a satisfaction already.
但是我们看见他必须被藏在那磐石的穴中。
But he had to be hidden in that rock.
我们的神实在太大太荣耀。
Our God is such an awesome God.
今天在耶稣基督的里面。
Today in Christ.
他像一个磐石为我们裂开。
He's like this rock open for us.
叫我们能够藏身在他的里面。
So we may live and hide in this rock.
今天我们可以注视神的荣耀。
So we can have a glance about the Lord.
神今天能够向我们来显现。
So the Lord can reveal himself to us.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们能够做这个祷告是一个很大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, that the ability to make this prayer is such a great grace.
我们可以大胆地向我们的父神来求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
We can ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation from God.
过去曾经好多人说我们要见耶稣。
Many people want to see Jesus.
今天我们的心都有这样的一个渴望。
Today we have the same desire.
我们要见耶稣。
We want to see Jesus.
我们祷告让主在我们身上是那么的真实。
We made the prayer become so real in us.
比我们眼睛所看得见的、手所能摸得到的更要真实。
It's more real than the things that we see and we touch.
他这边告诉我们得着智慧和启示的灵。
Right here it says to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
启示讲到幕幔要被打开。
Revelation talks about the open curtain.
智慧的灵叫我们里面能够明白神的心意。
The wisdom talks about how we can understand the will of God.
我们知道今天圣灵已经在我们的里面。
We know that today the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us.
圣灵来了要带我们进入一切的真理。
And Holy Spirit can take us into all the reality of God. What we couldn't understand before, the Holy Spirit will help us to enter into that reality. When we pray like this to God, we may know Him better. It's a great thing to know Him better. It's throughout our entire life we pray like this.
我们总是说, 照着我所该知道的, 我还是不知道。
According to what I know, I still do not know.
多少时候一来到主的面前,
Every time we come before the Lord,
经过人生当中一个很大的一个事情,
Maybe there's something great happened in our life.
好多时候神让我们, 啊, 原来这一位主, 他是这样的一位,
so the Lord revealed Himself again and telling us that all He is this kind of God.
叫我们认识他,
so we know Him not like before.
我们也常常觉得说, 做基督徒是很有意思的。
Oh, many times we heard that to be a Christian is a very interesting thing.
是非常让人常常觉得非常兴奋的。
It's an exciting thing to be a Christian.
因为有太多太多, 当你一下子得着了一个启示或一个看见,
Because whenever we receive a wisdom or a revelation,
啊, 那个认识叫我们心何等的兴奋。
That understanding makes us excited.
弟兄姊妹, 我不晓得你常常有没有这样的兴奋。
I don't know if you have this kind of excitement.
很多人他们, 在世界上也许很多的事情可以让他们非常的兴奋。
There are many things in this world make a lot of people excited.
可是当我们年纪越来越大,
As we grow older,
他们我们讲这个世界上的事情没有什么叫我们觉得太兴奋的。
There are not many things from this world can excite us.
以前我们家小孩, 你说, 哎呀, 带你们去什么 hometown buffet, 哇, 他们好兴奋啊。
Before I took my children to hometown buffet, they were so excited.
可是现在说, 哎, 我们去 hometown buffet, 他们, 好像垂头丧气的。
But when now I say, let's go to hometown buffet, they're just say, okay.
对过去这么兴奋的事情,现在怎么搞得一点兴趣都没有了?
How come it was so excited back then is not the same right now?
你想一想他们小时候, 啊, 看那个什么那个, 不知道什么这个电视哈, 哇, 非常的兴奋。
They used to watch different TV shows. They're so excited about it.
你今天再把那个打开说, 哎, 你来看这个。
You show them the same TV show to them.
啊, 这个是小孩子看的。
They will say, this is for the children.
一点兴趣也没有了。
I have no interest in it.
可能我们在这个世界上慢慢的年纪越来越大, 很多事情你觉得没什么好兴奋的。
So as we grow older, there are many things will fade away. In terms of being interesting
in that.
So according about knowing God,
非常的稀奇,
they'll always excite you. Because He's so awesome.
多少时候我们来读神的话,
so many times that we come before His Word.
也许你会说, 啊, 这些话不知道读过几遍了。
You may say, I have read this passage so many times already.
但是我觉得我实在是非常喜欢, 就是那么简单, 没有什么别的事情, 就是来到神的面前。
But I will just simply come before His Word.
就读他的话语。
To read His Word.
啊, 当你读的时候,
So when you read,
神很多时候借着他的话, 叫我们得着启示。
So through His Word, we may, the Lord may reveal His revelation in us.
叫我们,
So we may truly know Him. Many times the purpose of reading His Word is not to preach.
并不是因为礼拜五, 啊, 大家都要交通一点, 所以我, 好,
it's not because it's for the Friday night Bible study.
当然你有一个目的,
but if you have this purpose, that's good.
礼拜五大家交通, 你必须把你的菜炒好了带来啊。
Friday, you have to prepare your dish for the potluck.
我们说这个是 potluck.
We say this is a potluck.
就每一个人带一道菜就非常的丰富。
If everyone bring one dish, it will be very full.
但是很多的时候，我们就是渴慕来认识神。
So many times when we come before the Lord, we want to know Him more.
我们就想说，我真的愿意更多的认识你。
We want to say we want to know you more.
所以我们渴慕神的话语。
So we desire for His word.
当你读的时候，你是带着一个祷告的灵在那里读。
We have this, the spirit of prayer come to come before His word.
我们不是在头脑里面来分析。
It's not through the analysis with our mind.
不是带着好多的问题想出来找答案的。
Not just to find some answers for our questions.
当我们读的时候，我们就说：“主啊，求你向我来启示你的自己。”
When we read about His word, we just pray that please reveal yourself to us.
我渴望更多认识你。
I want to know you more.
弟兄姊妹，当我们求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Brothers and sisters, when we pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation,
别的你求的，我不晓得神是不是一定答应你。
I don't know about other things that you have prayed for.
但是这个祷告是圣经里面教导我们要这么求的。
But this is the teaching of the Word of God that this is how we should pray.
你向神求一个房子，我不敢保证神会给你。
I don't know if you pray for a house, maybe the Lord might not give you.
因为圣经没有叫你那样子求。
Because the Bible did not teach you how to pray like this.
在这里非常清楚，要我们求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
But the Bible indeed says, keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以这是圣经里面所要神要我们所有的祷告。
So this is the prayer that the Lord, the Bible teaches us.
若神叫我们这样子祷告。
That the Lord wants us to pray like this.
那这个祷告是他所喜悦的。
This is the kind of prayer that He delights in.
那这个祷告是他必定要垂听的。
And this is the kind of prayer that He have to listen.
的确我们来到神的面前，我们可以这样子来向神求。
Indeed, we can come before the Lord and pray like this.
求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
To pray the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
当神的话语一打开。
When the word of God opens.
啊，我们里面觉得那样的兴奋。
We're so excited.
啊，感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们的神是这样的伟大。
Our God is such an awesome God.
当你更深认识神的爱，你说哇。感谢神。
When we know a little bit more about His love, we say thank you, Lord.
因他爱我们的大爱。
Because of His love.
因为这个爱我们没有办法来形容。
Because we cannot fully describe this love.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们常常来到主面前，我们在他的话语上，对他的认识上，我们有这样的一个兴奋。
Brothers and sisters, if we come before the Lord and to know His word like this,
你做基督徒是非常非常有意思的。
It is very interesting to be a Christian.
我们过生活不是每天垂头丧气的。
We're not a group of people who are always depressed.
我们在每一个日子每一个遭遇里面，神要我们来认识他。
And everything that we encounter, we want to know Him more.
他要我们能够真知道他。
He wants us to know Him more.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们知道他有多少。
How much we know about Him.
他能够把他自己给我们有多少。
And that's how much He can give Himself for us.
今天我们看见保罗在以弗所书第一章的前半段。
We look at the Ephesians chapter 1.
他要我们得着儿子的名分。
He wants us to receive the status of the children, become the children of God.
Sonship.
Or sonship.
那我们今天不只是成为一个神的儿女。
Not only we become the children of God.
我们今天得着儿子的名分。
We receive the name of sonship.
讲到神要我们承受产业。
It talks about that we should inherit the,
让父神的荣耀得着称赞。
To be, so the Lord may be glorified.
他叫我们能够成为基业。
That we can become an inheritance.
今天我们想神是我们的基业。
Today we say the Lord is our inheritance.
真的，我们的好处不在他以外。
Our goodness is no other than Him.
但是今天神他不单是要把他自己给我们。
But not only He wants to give Himself to us.
他还要制作我们，改变我们。
He wants to mold us and change us.
到了一个地步。
To a point.
他在我们的身上，他说他得着我们成了这个基业。
That we can become His inheritance.
我们不只是说我们住在主的里面。
Not only we say that We live, we dwell in him.
主也住在我们的里面。
He also dwells in us.
啊，我们一路看见神向我们的心意。
We continuously seeing this the will of God.
我们得到了儿子的名分。
We receive the sonship.
我们成了基业。
We become the inheritance.
到有一天神之名被赎。
Until the people of God be saved one day.
神的心意能够完成。
And to complete the will of God.
保罗在这里让我们看见说我们祷告求赐人和赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Right here, Paul says again that we ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们能够真知道他。
So we can know him better.
一面说到我们对神有一个真的认识。
On one hand, we know God himself.
另外一面它叫做照明我们心中的眼睛我们一起来读一下十八节到第二十一节
On the other hand it talks about to enlighten our eyes Now let's read together verse 18 to 21
十八到二十一节请我们一起来读
Let's read it together
并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活叫他在天上坐在自己的右边远超过一切执政的掌权的有能的执事的和一切有名的不但是今世的连来世的也都超过了我们一面是对于神的认识。
On one hand, it's the understanding of God.
所以讲到说，我们要真知道他，真的来认识神。
To truly know him.
那另外一面呢？他照明我们心中的眼睛。
On the other hand, his light enlightened our heart, the eyes of our heart.
我想下面有几个是要让我们知道我们今天所站在一个何等荣耀蒙恩的地位。
Now to see that we're in such a glorious position.
要我们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
We may know the hope to which he has called.
知道他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The riches of his glorious inheritance in his saints.
那第三个呢？知道他的能力是何等的浩大。
And to know the power is such a mighty power.
那这个浩大的能力今天要显在我们身上。
And this power should be coming out from us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩得救，我们成了神的儿女。
When we are saved, we become the children of God.
虽然在那一天我们得救的时候，好像非常的简单。
It seems like it's very simple when we believe in Jesus Christ.
每一个人得救，他的遭遇、他的情形都不太一样。
Everyone were different.
但是呢，在那一个刹那，我们就是心里一打开。
But at that moment, when we open our heart,
我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
We receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
主耶稣他所有所做所事的一下都成为我们的。
Everything that Jesus has becomes ours.
原本是神爱世人。
Originally is God so loved the world.
当我们一得救以后，我们说这是神爱我们的大爱。
When we receive Jesus, when we start to have the understanding of that He loves me.
原本我们是死在过犯罪恶之中的。
We used to be a sinner, should be perished.
没有指望，没有神。
No hope and no God.
但是就是这么一信。
But just by faith.
我们成为家里的人。
We became a family.
好像整个有一个太大的改变。
It's just such a great change.
但是弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们并不知道我们所得着的有这么的丰富。
But how often that we did not know how great, how much that we have received.
可能有很多人信主了好多年，还讲啊，我今天罪得到赦免了。
Many people would just say, "Oh, my sin has been forgiven."
他所等的是等到哪一个时候呢？等到那一天他到主那里去的时候，他可以不受审判。
So he was just waiting for the judgment day that he will be forgiven of his sin.
他可以不下地狱，可以上天堂。
So he doesn't have to go to hell, he can go to heaven.
但是弟兄姊妹，神给我们的是远远超过这个。
But what the Lord wants to give us is be so much more beyond than what the person has been thinking about.
所以他要我们祷告啊，求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
So he wants us to ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
那这个启示是让我们不但认识神
So this revelation can help us not to understand not just to know God, but we can also understand that the richness of the gracious inheritance.
如果我们不认识的话, 我们做一个基督徒, 受很多很多的限制的。
So if we did not know all these, we have so much limitation in our life.
有一个人, 他的名字叫做 Victor Serenko.
There's one person, his name is called Victor Serenko.
当他在16岁的时候, 老师觉得说, 你这个孩子读书是没有希望的。
When he was 16 years old, the teacher told him that you have no hope to study.
就建议他说, 你还是 退学了, 然后呢, 去找个工作做。
Just give up and just go find a job.
后来他真的退学了。
So he did leave the school.
他找了很多很多的不同的工作。
He found many different jobs.
每一个工作他都做不好。
He couldn't perform well in every one of them.
他总共做过76种不同的工作。
He found 76 different jobs.
他一直到了32岁, 你想到了这个年纪, 然后一直被人家 fire 掉, 这个是非常非常充满了失败的经历。
Until he's the age of 32, he kept being fired by different jobs.
后来他在找第77个工作的时候,
So when he found the 77th job,
那个公司呢, 叫他做一个这个IQ test,
So the company asked him to do this IQ test.
结果这个test一出来呢, 他是161分。
So the result came out that his IQ is 160.
人家说, 诶, 你是个天才耶。
They say, you are a genius.
我想这个对他是一个非常大的震撼。
To him, this was a great shock.
从小开始读书都是不行的。
When he was little, he couldn't study well.
做什么事情都是做不好的。
Whatever he did, he couldn't do well.
都是人家所排斥的。
It's rejected by many people.
那一天,他虽然在那个公司里面找的工作, 后来他也并没有真的去做什么。
Well, that job, that he didn't do much in that job.
但是161分对他来讲是一个人生非常大的一个转变。
But then, knowing that he has 161 IQ, make him make a great change in him.
后来他成为一个非常有名的人。
He became a famous person later.
他出名是用那个雷射来做手术。
He became famous because of his research in laser to perform surgery.
如果他的一生, 他从来不知道他有这样的一个 potential, 他有这样的一个能力。
So if this person never knew that he has this potential in him,
可能他就是一直不断地换工作。
He'll probably just keep changing his job.
一直不断地被人家看, 这个又失败了, 那个又失败了。
Continuously being rejected by people.
但是呢, 当他知道了以后,
But once he knew,
他是有这样的一个能力的。
He had this ability in him.
他可以做到。
He could.
我们在这边看见说, 今天神的儿女, 神所给我们的地位是何等的荣耀。
The God wants us to see that the position that we have in the Lord is such an important position.
It
wants us to know that there's a hope to which He has called us.
我们乃是在创世以前, 我们的神在基督里面就拣选了我们。
He has chosen us even before the world is formed.
他叫我们成为圣洁, 没有瑕疵。
He wants us to become blameless and spotless.
神要我们认识他这个恩典的呼召有何等的指望，我们充满了盼望。
He wants us to know there's this great hope in His gracious calling.
今天不论我现在的光景怎么样,
It doesn't matter what conditions that we are in right now.
我里面还有很多的缺点。
No matter how many problems that we have.
我有很多的皱纹斑点。
Wrinkles or such things.
好多的污秽。
A lot of
filthiness.
But we know that we are with great hope. The Lord wants us to be spotless and blameless. If we see what the Lord has prepared for us, our life will be completely different.
我们虽然自己的光景目前还没有办法达到,
Even though we cannot reach such a state in our current condition, but we have a goal. Forget about what's behind and press forward. And we can see that the Lord do little work step by step in us. We are His masterpiece. We have this assurance in us. And then we rejoice.
They
want us to know there's riches of His glorious inheritance in His saints.
It's
what the Lord received among His saints.
今天我们想说, 我们和神的荣耀, 根本是差得太远太远了。
Today we see the glory of us is so far away from the glory of God.
今天是如果是神说的, 祂在我们当中得的基业是何等丰盛的荣耀。
But the Lord says that the what He received get from us is such a glorious inheritance.
那今天神把我们是摆在一个什么样的地位上？
So what position He has put us in today?
有一个诗歌讲到说, 神的儿女有权利,
there's him saying that the saints could shout and to praise, to sing.
今天我们是不是有这样的一个认识呢?
Today, do we have this kind of understanding?
神的儿女有权利,
we have this right to sing and to shout.
因为我们知道我们的前途更光明,
because we know that our future is bright. This is the position that God has given us. He gave us this future. We have this hope.
他在这边讲到说,
and to know that this power is incomparable. Today there's this great power. What kind of power is this? This power raised Jesus from the dead. Overcome every dominion of Satan. Today how Jesus overcame the enemy is according to this power which raised him from the dead.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this power is in us today.
We said
that there's treasure in the vessel.
他下面讲到说, 要显出莫大的能力,
revealed a great power.
是出于神,
it's according to the Lord, not according to us. Where does this great power is revealing?
It's
on the jar.
It's
just a jar of clay.
可能在外面看来,
from outside, there is nothing special about this jar. There's nothing that people would desire for. There's no praise from people. But there's a treasure in the jar. This great power will be manifested from us.
Want
us to know that His power is incomparable. We know that the Lord dwells in us. Not only to save us, He wants to be the Lord in us. He wants to rule and reign in us. We know that all the authority, all the names is given to the Lord Jesus already. And this Lord is dwelling in us today. The power which raised Him from the dead is also in us.
那这个能力呢,
and this power is beyond everything.
It's
far above all rule and authority.
有能的主治的
power and dominion
和一切有名的
and every title that can be given
弟兄姊妹如果我们真的知道今天我们所得着的这个能力
if we truly know what this power that we have
我们今天面对属灵的征战
when we face a spiritual battle
面对仇敌的攻击
when we face the attack of the enemy
面对我们自己的软弱
when we are facing our weaknesses
我们里面就没有惧怕
we have no fear
因为是宝贝在瓦器里
because there's a treasure in the jar
因为这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我们
because this power is from God not from us
今天我们只能认识了主认识了我们今天所蒙的恩典我们更多俯伏在主的脚前
so the more we know the Lord this way the more we are humble before him
因为都是恩典
because everything is by grace
因为神爱我们的大爱
because the Lord's love
他为我们做成这一切
he has done everything for us
因为他爱我们
because he loves us
今天主呼召我们来跟随他
so today he called us to follow him
来走十字架的道路
to walk the path of the cross
今天叫我们能够一同来侍奉他
to serve together
弟兄姊妹今天不是神他好像缺乏人来让你服侍他
it's not because he's lacking of people to serve him
因为神爱我们
But because he loves us.
叫我们能够侍立在他的面前。
So we can stand before him.
叫我们成为他的见证。
Become his testimony.
让他自己来充满我们。
So he can fill us, from within.
让他的荣耀从我们这些在基督里的人呢能够得着称赞。
So we can, be, receive, glory and praise because of his, dwelling in us.
最后两节我们一起来读一下二十二节和二十三节
Let's read the last two verses 22 and 23 Ephesians chapter 1
又将万有伏在他的脚下使他为教会做万有之首教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的那是那充满万有者所充满的或者是可以翻作是那充满万有者的丰满
It could also be translated to be filled in everything.
大概一个呢讲到说基督是教会的元首。
It says that Jesus is the head of the church.
他为着教会做了万有之首。
He became the head over everything for the church.
当主耶稣从死里面复活。
When he rise from the dead.
他向门徒们显现。
He revealed himself to the apostles.
他说天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了。
He told them that all the authority and names has given to me.
他打发门徒们，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
So he sent them to tell them to go and to have the entire world to be the saints.
今天主耶稣他已经得着了所有的权柄。
Today he received all the authorities.
但是今天我们看他在我们的身上到底有没有这个权柄呢?
But to see do we have that authority in us?
当主耶稣在我们里面说话的时候我们愿不愿意顺服呢?
When Jesus says something to us, are we willing to obey?
当圣灵在我们里面感动的时候到底主在我们身上有没有权柄?
When the Holy Spirit has moved in our heart,Do we want to follow Jesus?
我想我们今天讲到一个属灵的征战。
We're talking about a spiritual battle.
那最大的战场就在我们的里面。
The battlefield is in us.
到底耶稣基督他是不是主?
That is the Jesus Christ is our Lord or not?
他为着教会做了万有之首。
He became the head, over everything for the church.
但是弟兄姊妹，当神的旨意要完成的时候。
But dear brothers and sisters, when the will of God is about to complete,
神不是说主耶稣他已经完全得胜了，神的心就满足了。
It's not because Jesus has overcome, so the heart of the Father can be satisfied.
并不是说主耶稣得着天上地下所有的权柄，好像神的心就满足了。
It's not because Jesus has received all the names and authority, so that the heart of the Father can be satisfied.
我们从这段圣经里面，我们看见有一个非常关键的。
And we see a very important point in this passage.
我们的主他本来就是那位从永远到永远的神。
Our Lord is the God from eternity to eternity.
And
the whole entire universe is made by Him, is made for Him. If He made this whole universe,
对于万有来讲, 他所谓做元首, 这个是意义是很小的。
To be the head of this whole universe, this means very little to Him.
我今天能够做一个东西, 我说我做你的元首,
if I made something today and to say that I'm the head of you, it means very little.
但是这边他讲到说他是为什么做万有之首呢?
But what does it say that to be the head over everything for the church?
He
became the head for the church.
啊, 这个意义太大了。
It becomes a great meaning.
He's
the head of the entire universe.
但他为我们道成肉身,
but the Word became flesh.
他放下一切他合法的权利,
he forsake all of his rights.
他放下他的权柄,
he let go of his authority.
但是今天主耶稣为我们从死里面复活,
but when he resurrected from the dead,
他是站在我们的地位上,
he stood in the position of ours.
然后神的权柄在他身上能够执掌,
so the authority of God can rule and reign over him.
主耶稣是这样为着教会,
this is how he became the head of everything for the church.
弟兄姊妹,
now today, Jesus has received this authority already. But today he wants us to be able to see it. He has already given this authority to us as well.
那一个关键就是说,主在我们身上,
the key is that if the Jesus can be the Lord and rule and reign over in us,
他能不能够做主?
Can he be the Lord?
我们很喜欢那首诗歌唱到说, 他是主, 他是主。
We sing this hymn, He is Lord, He is Lord.
他已经从死里复活,
He is resurrected from the dead, that He is Lord.
今天我们不能只在口头上说, 他是我们的主。
Not just a saying,
他必须在我们的生命里面做我们的主。
But truly that He is the Lord in our heart.
他是为教会做万有之首。
He became the head over everything for the church.
今天在教会的里面, 耶稣基督, 他是元首。
In the church, Christ is the head.
他必须掌权。
He has to rule and reign.
下面讲到说, 教会是他的身体, 是那充满万有者所充满的。
And continuing says, the church is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
所有的启示, 所有的看见,
all the revelations and the understanding,
到最后我们知道说, 都不是为着我们个人,
it's not for us.
他讲到一个身体,
it talks about a body.
教会是他的身体,
church is the body of Christ.
今天需要我们所有神的儿女,
all the children today,
我们乃是在身体的里面,
we're in this one body.
我们互相做肢体,
we become the parts of the body.
今天需要借着整个身体来把神彰显出来,
it needs the entire body to manifest the glory of God.
所以神得着我们一个一个在时间里面, 他拣选了我们,
one by one he found us and picked us.
他用大能大力把我们救出来,
he saved us through his great power,
叫我们能够成为神家里的人,
so that we may become the member of this family,
叫我们成为基督身体里面的一部分,
becomes the one part of this whole body.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹, 我们都是那样的宝贵,
so every one of us is such a precious part.
没有一个是可以少的,
none of us can be lacked.
没有一个是比另外一个更重要的,
it's not one is more important than the other.
这是基督的身体,
because this is the body of Christ.
那这个身体里面呢, 它的运行是在圣灵里面运行,
and through this body is through the Holy Spirit that we fellowship.
让耶稣基督的生命从我里面能够长出来,
so that the life of our Lord can grow from within.
所以他讲到说充满万有者的丰满。
So it says the fullness who fills everything in every way.
丰满就是他真的是彰显出来了，满出来，长出来了。
The fullness talks about the growing, the overflowing life.
原本所有神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的是居住在耶稣基督的里面。
All the fullness of God is in Christ, Jesus Christ.
好像神所有的丰富在基督里面，但是他讲到基督道成肉身，所有的这些都在他的里面。
All this fullness is in him, but he became the flesh.
所以圣经讲说，一粒麦子必须落在地里死了。
So the Bible says, the seed has to die in the soil.
你看一粒麦子，你也许看这个有的时候那个非常非常小的。
It's very little when you see the seed.
但是呢，生命。丰富都在这个麦子的里面。
In that seed, all the life potential is in that.
当这个麦子落在地里死了。
Once the seed is dead in the soil,
它能够结出许多的籽粒来。
It can make a lot of fruit.
这所结出来的籽粒是同样的丰满。
It's the same fullness as the seed, what the seed had.
我们的主已经为我们死了。
The Lord has already died for us.
那永远的生命今天已经赐给我们。
And He has given us that eternal life.
他结出许多的籽粒来。
And to bear so many fruits.
今天我们乃是基督的身体。
Today we are the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹是那充满万有者的丰满。
Is the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神为我们所预备的超过我们所想所求的。
What God has prepared for us is beyond our comprehension.
所以我们需要祷告，求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
So we do have to pray for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
保罗讲到这么高的启示，这么大的荣耀。
When Paul talks about this great revelation and great glory.
他要我们祷告。
He wants us to pray.
哦，弟兄姊妹，愿这些日子我们读了神的话，我们里面有一个很深的渴慕。
Oh, brothers and sisters, may we have this deep desire in our heart.
我们渴慕真知道他。
Truly want to know him.
我们更多认识基督。
To know Jesus Christ more.
我们也认识到说神在我们身上他那荣耀的心意。
And to also know what the will of God in us.
他的在我们身上恩召有何等的指望。
To have this great hope.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
？The richness of his inheritance in his saints.
他在我们里面所显的能力是何等的浩大
？And the power that in us is such a great power.
盼望我们一起真的带着渴慕来到主的面前。
So may we all come before him and to pray.
巴不得下次我们讲到主的时候，我们里面都是很兴奋的。
May next time when we talk about the Lord, we are all excited about it.
真的是因为。恩典太浩大
，because this is such a great grace.
因为我们的主实在是太宝贵了。
Oh, He's such a precious Lord.
好吧，我们再来唱诗歌第277首。
Let's sing the hymn 277.